Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. A pioneering network of high schools was honored in Washington, D.C. today for its success educating and integrating new immigrants. Oakland International High School is part of the network that won $50,000 from the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan think tank. Oakland International student body is made up of teenage immigrants like 10th grader Chimdri, who goes by the name TJ. He moved from Mongolia to the U.S. by himself as a 13-year-old. At regular school, his grade point average was 0.2.
It was hard because they go fast and we couldn't catch up. The people who don't speak English, we couldn't catch up what they do.
Since transferring to Oakland International 2 years ago, his GPA skyrocketed to a 3.2. Principal Carmelita Reyes says these kids are often overlooked in bigger mainstream schools.
If a student only has 4 years in order to graduate from high school, it will never happen if it's 1 hour a day of English language instruction.
Oakland International teaches English as part of every single class. This Oakland High School is part of the International's Network for Public Schools. Claire Sylvan is executive director, and she joins us now from Washington, D.C. Ms. Sylvan, welcome.
Thank you.
So how does your approach in educating immigrant students differ from mainstream schools?
The first thing is that we understand that our students come to us with tremendous amount of strengths, whether or not they are literate, whether or not they have English proficiency. They're teenagers, and their life experience brings with it a wealth of knowledge, and we aim to build on that. That said, what we do is two things remarkably different than what other schools do. Number one, every teacher in our school is responsible for developing students' language skills as well as their academic proficiency, whether they teach math, science, social studies, art, or any other subject area. The second thing is we make no attempt to try to level our students according to their perceived proficiency in English, in math, or anything else. And so our groups are entirely diverse, and that places a huge demand on teachers to create lessons and activities that integrate students at varied English proficiency levels and academic proficiency levels in hands-on projects that allow them to use language while they're learning.
This model has been criticized by some folks who point out it keeps immigrant students separate from their American-born peers. Do you think there's a danger in creating that separation?
Well, I don't think we really do create a significant separation. All of our schools are on campuses where they share space with American-born students. All of our students do internships in the community. They enter and take college classes in local colleges. And so at no time do we attempt to completely segregate our students, but rather what we try to do is offer an environment in which they can quickly come up to speed and enter the mainstream society.
What kind of internships do they do?
They work in a variety of places. They may work in nonprofit organizations, in businesses, in hospitals. So it's really diverse and related to students' own interests and their own needs.
It can often take generations for some immigrant families to assimilate. Is there a need these days for immigrants to speed up that time frame and integrate faster?
I would say that there is. 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, there were many factory jobs that provided a decent standard of living to people, whether or not they had learned sufficient English or gained full access to education and the capacity to fully integrate. We live in a very different society nowadays, and times require that students gain quickly the kind of skills to integrate into a society that's knowledge-based, technology-driven, and that allows them to use their knowledge in creative ways.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Claire Sylvan is Executive Director of the International's Network for Public Schools. I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED Public Radio.